Wow, thank you so much. What a blessing our team is. We're just so grateful to you. It makes me think of the joy we have when we bring our varied gifts. And that's what Christmas is about. And I loved hearing the different instrumentalists and singers bringing their varied gifts. We kind of represent that when we bring our gifts to each other on Christmas, trying to think what would be meaningful to each person that we love. But that's what life is supposed to be, bringing glory to God as we use the different gifts and abilities that God has given us and just present them to God with thanks. So thanks for being a part of that as we bring glory to God this morning by praising Him. Would you continue in prayer with me? God, thank you so much for the gift it is to gather together on Christmas Eve, to remember the story, to give thanks for your love. And we pray that this Christmas, more than ever, to believe your love, to trust your love, to hope in you, the one whose promises are sure and faithful and true. Help us to so believe this Christmas that we would go forth from here living with your light shining, even in the darkness, even in the midst of the challenges and the grief, that we would trust your love and live like it. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. So I noticed a week or two ago a new movie came out. I haven't gotten a chance to see it yet. Star something, anybody help me here? There's a line in it that I understand comes up again in this one. It's this iconic line. Help me.
May the Force.
No, not the May the Force. That's another great line. But help me, Obi-Wan, right? Is that it? You're my only. Anybody remember?
Hope.
This is a theme that comes up in all the Star Wars movies, but not just them. And so many of our favorite movies and stories and books. Hope is one of these crucial ingredients in human life. Without it, we stop being human. We start acting like animals. We, when we give up hope, stop truly living. And here at Christmas time, we're celebrating what's not just a storybook, although it would be really neat if it was just a storybook story. It's not just, as Pastor John talked about a couple of weeks ago, optimism. You're like, I think things are going to be okay, pretty sure, hope so. It's not just a generalized optimism. It's a hope that's rooted in a person. It's hope that actually has a name. It's given a name at Christmas. And it's that name that roots our hope in a past that you can look at, you can study, you can rely on, that promises a future that is sure. This hope has a name. That name is Emmanuel, which is God is with us. And I want to share with you the story of the birth of Jesus from the Gospel of Matthew, where that name is offered to us. And I want to invite you this morning to hold on to that name and to let it sink in and be rooted in your heart. Now, the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child by the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he'd resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took Mary as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had given birth to her son. And he named him Jesus. Emmanuel. God is with us. This is a hope that actually has a name. We've been, over the past 3 weeks, and then again this morning, lighting each one of these blue candles, these Advent candles. We've been talking about how there's this hope ahead, and the light keeps growing as we head toward Christmas. We talked about how this world is full of challenges right now. I don't know if you looked at the paper this morning, but in the Philippines, there's flooding going on. A horrible storm is going through over there. The fires are still raging in California. Our nation, we still are incredibly divided. It's amazing, and I pray for you as you gather as families this Christmas, if you are doing that, that you'll be able to stay kind of in a happy tone with each other and not get carried away on the rabbit trails of politics too much this Christmas. Because it's just right there on the edge for most of us. We're so quick to react, to be reactive to one another. And in the midst of that, we've been talking about how we can look ahead through the darkness, through the clouds, through the challenges, to this hope that we are given. And today we name that hope. It's God with us. You know, first of all, let's just think about it. Well, say that with me, would you? God with us. God. We're talking about God. The Almighty, the author of life, God Almighty, is with us. So keep that forefront in your mind that it's God we're talking about. Our hope is actually our Creator, the all-powerful. God with us. Not just a distant God. The Christian faith, what Christmas most of all communicates to us, is that our God is not some far-off clockmaker who kind of set things in motion and then let it go. Our God is not just a God who is watching from a distance saying, you know, someday I'll help fix things. But the God that we worship is a God who is with us, who comes to us in the midst of the darkness, who comes to us in the midst of our suffering, who experiences the pain, the grief that many here today are carrying. This God is with us. And then finally, God with us, with you individually, with whatever is going on in your life, you can trust that God is with you. And more than that, that God is with us, which kind of shapes the way our perspective looks out at the world. And it's not just that God's with those people who are really good when you're feeling like I'm not so good. Or, let's take it the other way, God's with me because I'm pretty good and not so much with those folks. Did we just pray the Lord's Prayer? Did you notice how it starts? Our Father. This is the prayer Jesus taught us, to think about ourselves together before God. That the divisions that we set up in our world, they fall away when we bow ourselves before our Father. We don't look at those people and us as different, as apart, as better than one another, but together we bow and look to God who is our hope. God with us. That's our hope, is that actually in the midst of these divisions, at least for me personally, this is, I think, the thing that troubles me the most in our world today. All the divisions that we see is that God is with us. We can trust God to help us through these challenges. That God walks with us and loves us And as we venture forward, trusting in God, believing in that hope we've been given, we can be a part of God's good purpose being worked out in our world. And for me, that looking at Joseph is a great model of how we can do this. And I just want to take a couple of moments because I want to encourage us to go out from here, not just happy, but I want us to go out from here being a part of God's light making its way, God's hope making its way, making a difference in our world. So just to look at Joseph for a moment, three things that he models for us. First of all, Joseph seeks to be righteous. He seeks to do the right thing. And I want to encourage us as we go out this Christmas into the world to seek to do the right things. Did you notice how it says Joseph was a righteous man? In the Old Testament, the picture of a righteous person is not that they get everything right, not that they don't sin or make any mistakes, but that they're pointed in the right direction. Psalm 1, where it says, "Blessed is the person who walks not in the way of the sinners, the wicked, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord." Choosing to walk in the way of the Lord. That's your intention. As Jesus says in the Beatitudes, that hunger and thirst for righteousness. And the one verse in the whole Old Testament that best describes what righteousness looks like is Micah 6:8, where it says, "He has told you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God." Here's Joseph. He wants to do justice. His fiancée, which is a whole lot more significant than in today's world, even though being engaged is really important. In his day, it was a legal contract. And she had broken it. She'd gotten pregnant outside of their relationship. And the just thing, the righteous thing, according to the letter of the law, would be to call her out in front of her dad's house and to declare that, what she had done in front of everybody. According to the letter of the law, she could be stoned to death. She certainly could be shamed in front of the whole community. But Joseph is committed not only to doing justice, doing what's right, he's not only going to separate from her, but he is also loving kindness, loving mercy. He's going to do what's right, but he's going to do it with mercy. He's going to do it with kindness. And that our seeking to do right in this world today, in the midst of the divisions and the cacophony of voices going on, that we would seek to be people who would be known by being kind and gentle. You know, Philippians chapter 4, it says, "Rejoice always." Again, I say rejoice. And it says, "Let your gentleness be known by all." That we would go out this Christmas from here, committing ourselves not just to celebrating God's light that comes to us, but by going out into the world to shine with God's light by being kind and merciful and gentle in our relationships. Second thing we see with Joseph is that he's listening. You know, he's made up his decision. Here's what I'm going to do. It's just, it's kind. It seems to be the right direction, but he's continuing to listen. I want to invite you this year as you go out into this new year to make listening your practice. Take time in the midst of our looking at our phones all the time, listening to the TV, listening to everything else, to take time to be still and listen to God. To come here to church and listen with us as we seek God's leading, the Good Shepherd to guide our way, trusting that God can direct and redirect us. To make listening as you go to the scriptures, to take those few minutes to ask God, "What are you saying to me?" And then the third thing is, yes, in this new year, that we would go out to venture forward like Joseph does. He ventures out there to stand with Mary as God has called him to do, even though the community is now not going to just turn against her, but turn against him. Even though he's going to have to raise this kid who's not his own, he's going to do what God's calling him to do because that's who he is. And that's who we are. We are people who want to do the right thing. We want to be listening to God, and we want to be courageous enough to venture forward to be a part of God's good work in the world. Imagine for a moment what would have happened if Joseph hadn't stood by Mary, if he hadn't listened to God. Mary might have been stoned. Mary likely wouldn't have made it to Egypt. We likely might not be here. Thanks be to God that he was seeking to do right, listening to God, and venturing forward with courage, with that hope that we're given. And as we light our candles now from the Christ candle, that's what I want to encourage us to do, is to receive the light as it comes to you. And pray to God that you will be a part of carrying that light into a world that's desperately in need of hope. Would you pray with me for just a moment? Lord, thank you that you answer our prayers, that you hear our voices, that you come to be with us. By your grace, as we light these candles, as we celebrate that the Word became flesh and lived among us, so light your light within us, this hope within us, that we would go out into the world to shine with your light, with the hope that you've given us for all the world to see. Grant that we would do our part, whether it seems like a little part or a big part, our part in the working out of your good purpose of love in our world. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.